and how France has called for measures to resolve the friction between the United Nations and Saudi Arabia over the world body's blacklisting of Riyadh for killing Yemeni children. Now, French Foreign Minister Jean-Marc Ayrault has urged the international community to do everything to appease the situation. He, however, stopped short of taking sides in the row and just said that France could help defuse the tension. On Thursday, the UN chief admitted that the removal of Saudi Arabia and its allies from the blacklist of child rights violators in Yemen came after they threatened to cut off funding to the UN. Ban Ki-moon's comments sparked outrage among various rights groups, which accused him of giving in to Saudi pressure. Last week, the UN blamed more than 60% of Yemeni child deaths in 2015 on the so-called Saudi-led coalition.
French foreign minister clearly expressed not only ignorance or ignoring the plight of the Yemeni children, but really expressed his own hatred, honestly, to the Yemeni children, by not even recognizing their suffering in his statement. Really, this goes to show you how much bigoted some Western leaders are vis-a-vis Arab and Muslim people, including children, like we saw in Yemen. Ban Ki-moon used to shield the criticism of him bowing down to the Saudis, saying that, oh, I'm doing it for the children. That actually shows that more children will die around the world because now everyone knows how to pressure the United Nations, including the Secretary General, and how this organization, and I've said this before on your station, it's a very corrupt, bureaucratic, and by large, useless organization. We see that every day in the policy of Saudi Arabia, the only country in the world that allows the marriage of children, the only country in the world that kills children, including the, or imprison children even at a mass number.